there during the Civil War, just prior to the Civil War in 1860, the Masonic Lodge
and Oddfellows
got together there and they formed this cemetery. The old original cemetery is there in what I call where the county jail stand and the VFW hut there. And what makes me so blame mad, the man that gave the land that Bob was sitting on his bed there, and they got no more respect for him there than to go in there and destroy the graves like they did there. That Bob don't deserve it like it. And the man that gave the land that Bob was sitting on his bed there, and they have not respected his grave the least bit. And it just irritates me. I joined the VFW there, and when I found out that day, I got out of it, and I have not been a member since that day. I sure have not.
That is something that our country has to learn, that everybody's mortal, and the dead should be given some kind of respect.
The man that gave the, he didn't sell the land, he gave the land that Bob was sitting on. The town commission, they first located down there on Hatchie River. They call it Hatchie Town. Like you go to Jackson. Now that's where it was first established. And it stayed there for about a year and a half. And the high waters got up one year and I think flooded part of the little old village there. And so they decided to move it 1 mile south to this high ground. Well, Major Ramsey gave the land that Barber was sitting on. Well, he gave part of it. Well, in fact, he gave 2/3 of it, and Ezekiel Pope, which was James K. Pope's grandfather. Have you been by and seen his grave?
I sure have.
You go by and see
it. Have you read his epitaph?
Sure will.
You know, when James K. Pope ran for governor up in the northern state there, on account of his grandfather's epitaph, they call him the infidel from Tennessee.
I can quote it to you there.
Here lies the dust of old E.P., one instant of mortality. Pennsylvania born, Carolina bred, and Tennessee died on his bed. What is it His youthful years, he lived in pleasure. His latter years, in gathering treasure. From superstition, lived quite free and practiced strict morality. To holy chief was never willing to give one solitary chilling. The Methodist with that Cam Balling will be the coming of this country's downfall. Priest and bishop and priest and king's the obvious thing, so's tithes and I can't get all of it.
That's real good.
Read it that thing.
Here lies the dust of Ole P., one instant of morality. Pennsylvania born, Carolina bred, in Tennessee died upon his bed. His youthful days he spent in pleasure, his latter days in gathering treasure. From superstition lived quite free and practiced strict morality. To holy cheats was never willing to give one solitary shilling. He can foresee and foreseeing, he equals most men in being, that church and state will join their power and misery on this country shower. The Methodists with their camp brawlings will be the cause of this downfalling. An error not destined to see, he waits for poor posterity. First fruits and tithes are obvious things, and so are bishops, priests, and kings.
Well, he had a strong point of view, didn't he?
He did.
It's still.
And see, when James K. Pope ran for president there,